Welcome to the Learning English Podcasts, produced by the Hellenic American Union. In this episode, Vanessa and Nick are in the middle of a live show in a radio studio. Listen carefully and answer the question that follows about the main idea of the conversation.
Hey, Nick, guess where I spent my vacation last summer? In Crete.
Wow, look at you. It must have been a blast.
It sure was. It was just gorgeous, especially all the flowers on my hotel balcony.
Why? What was so special about it?
Oh, it was just beautiful. There were so many different flowers and plants on it that it looked like, I don't know how to describe it to you, like the Garden of Eden in miniature, maybe. There were lots of flowers we don't have here, like jasmine, which smells great.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Balcony gardening is just getting started here in Toronto.
Now, here's Lisa live from Toronto on line one to tell us more about balcony gardening. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there, Lisa.
Hi. Balcony gardening is one of the latest trends in TO. Tony here is going to tell us about how he has turned his balcony into a small, lush sanctuary.
Hi, all. Well, because of the weather in Canada, balcony gardening is probably not as easy as it might be in Greece. For starters, my condo is way up on the 24th floor, with a balcony facing north. Strike one. Strike two is the fact we're so high up, so there's less moisture in the atmosphere. But even though my balcony is very small, I've still managed to create a pretty impressive garden. All you need is patience and a green thumb.
You certainly seem to have both, Tony. Back to you, Vanessa and Nick.
Now answer the following question. What are Vanessa, Lisa, Tony and Nick talking about? They're talking about balcony gardening in Greece and in Toronto. Now listen again to the dialogue in parts. After each part, there will be 3 to 4 questions on the details. Part 1.
Hey, Nick, guess where I spent my vacation last summer? In Crete.
Wow, look at you. It must have been a blast.
It sure was. It was just gorgeous, especially all the flowers on my hotel balcony.
Why? What was so special about it?
Oh, it was just beautiful. There were so many different flowers and plants on it that it looked like, I don't know how to describe it to you, like the Garden of Eden in miniature, maybe. There were lots of flowers we don't have here, like jasmine, which smells great.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Balcony gardening is just getting started here in Toronto.
Now, here's Lisa live from Toronto on line one to tell us more about balcony gardening.
Now answer some questions. One. Nick says,
Wow, look at you. It must have been a blast.
What does blast mean? The word blast is used to describe an exciting experience or event. Two. What does Nick express when he says,
Oh, sounds wonderful.
He expresses his surprise and pleasure. 3. Why does Nick ask Vanessa?
Why? What was so special about it?
Because he wants to find out more about Vanessa's hotel balcony on Crete. Now listen to part 2.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi there, Lisa.
Hi. Balcony gardening is one of the latest trends in TO. Tony here is going to tell us about how he has turned his balcony into a small, lush sanctuary.
Hi, all. Well, because of the weather in Canada, balcony gardening is probably not as easy as it might be in Greece. For starters, my condo is way up on the 24th floor, with a balcony facing north. Strike one. Strike two is the fact we're so high up, so there's less moisture in the atmosphere. But even though my balcony is very small, I've still managed to create a pretty impressive garden. All you need is patience and a green thumb.
You certainly seem to have both, Tony. Back to you, Vanessa and Nick.
Now answer some questions. One. Tony says,
my condo is way up on the 24th floor.
What does way up mean? Way up means high up. 2. Tony says,
but even though my balcony is very small, I've still managed to create a pretty impressive garden.
What do you think impressive means? When something is impressive, it's so nice or beautiful that you admire it. 3. What does Tony mean when he says,
all you need is patience and a green thumb?
He means you need nothing else except patience and a talent for gardening. Please visit our site at www.hau.gr to find the transcripts, explanations, and activities.